Good morning, everyone. A couple of months ago, I began sharing our plans for a really big mechanical updating and maintenance project here together with renovation work. After months and months of study and investigating with our teams here, a couple of months ago, I started meeting with parishioners individually, then in small groups, then in larger groups. More recently, a few weeks ago, we started to push out through our emails in the parish, out on our website, plans for all of that, sharing that with you. And then most recently, many of you would have received in the mail just in the last couple of days a bigger packet with information on all of that. On the maintenance side of that really big project that we've been looking at and realizing, gosh, we really need to undertake this, it involves big items like our boiler here at the parish. This year, the boiler is celebrating its 60th birthday. It's the original boiler when the church first opened. And you can imagine, although it still fires up the hot water, it does so in such an incredibly inefficient way. And at any point, there's the fear of it just dies. Now is the time for us to go ahead and deal with that in a proactive way. The air conditioning units, they still work. They're decades old. They're still on original Freon. Those of you that are old enough to know Freon versus whatever we have now, it chills. You can feel that. But again, it is at end of life, and it's still going. But we want to deal with that as well. The lights in the church, the fixtures, these are all original, and we can't do anything with the lighting in the church other than pop new bulbs in. We can't do anything with the lighting until we deal with the asbestos in the ceiling. We're not allowed, rightly, to go and cut into or disturb the asbestos at all, but we would like to upgrade the lighting system. The lighting controls right in the back are, we flip open the breaker panel, and all of the lights are controlled just by good old-fashioned circuit breakers, not really in code at this point. So many things that are original to the church that now is the time we want to be able to update, bring in a lot of new efficiencies with all of that, save the parish money. So a big part of the project that we're looking at are things like that. The other part of it, which is the more visible part, in what you'll see on the website and in what we've mailed home, is the renovation portion of it, the design. The design that you'll see out on the website and in the literature that we've sent home to you, it's the fruit of our work with Conrad Schmidt Studios. They are out in the Midwest, they're in Wisconsin. They've been serving the church for over 125 years through design, sacred art, just all of the things that go into designing and creating a church that's beautiful. And over all of those years, they have guided parishes like our own through the kind of work that we are doing and looking at undertaking now. And they're great. They have an amazing team of designers, artists, and all of that who know well just the big picture of the life of the church. And having lived through so much, they were founded in 1889, having lived through so much of the life of the church, they take a big picture view and help to guide parishes through renovation work like we're hoping to do here. And the design that you see is the fruit of our work with them. And they're experts in what they do and have really been a huge blessing for us. The design, no matter what we land on with a design, when the starting point is a church with a black ceiling, no matter what design you end up with, it is going to look dramatic, for sure. When your starting point is a black ceiling and very minimal art, no matter what you do, it's going to stand out. But I share that because I really appreciate those parishioners who have grown fond of the black ceiling. And no, but really, we have many who really are fond of it and the simplicity that we have. And I share that because I want you to know that I do appreciate that. I really do. And appreciate that you might be a bit unsettled by the design, because again, anything compared to the black ceiling is going to look dramatic. But what I do want you to know is that we arrived at the design that we have through a very thoughtful and prayerful process. A lot has gone in to arriving at where we are. And I want you to know all of that and to be able to dig into it. Out on our parish website, on the page for our renovation work, in the midst of everything that we put out there, there is a video. It's about an hour long. It's from one of my meetings with a whole group of parishioners here, about an hour long, where I just open up and describe and explain the whole of the design, and in a particular way, how we really are trying to make our patron, St. John the Evangelist, integrated into the design and the art and all that we have. If you're not up for the video, two opportunities in person where I look forward to being able to share all of that same information, but in person, would be this coming Wednesday, May 1st, here in the church at 7 o'clock. I will very happily just open up and explain all of that. Another opportunity is next Sunday, May 5th, in the church at 7 o'clock as well, so May 1st or May 5th, two opportunities, or just the parish website as a way of really digging into and appreciating all that's gone into the design as you see it in the literature and out on the website. So I would love for you to dig into all of that. The total project cost that we're looking at for all of this, all of the mechanical systems, the maintenance, plus the renovation work, that's $5 million for the whole project. As of right now, I'm very happy to share that of that $5 million goal, we've raised $3.6 million. So we're at 72% of that goal. And we're just now at this point, obviously, where I'm pushing out in the biggest, broadest way to all of you, our parish families, to ask, can you help us to get all the way to reach that goal in that last part of the funds that we're hoping to raise to accomplish it? So that's why you see us pushing out on the website, mailings to your home, and the emails and all of that to explain it. I'm so grateful for those families that have early on stepped up and made some really sacrificial gifts to help us get to that level. And I'm just now inviting you, the rest of you, to join those families, to join us in looking at how you might support that and help bring us to get us to that goal. In all of this, I'm so grateful for your generosity. You've heard me share that with you over my years here, but you are just beautifully, amazingly generous in so many different ways. In the gospel today, the Lord tells us, I want you, I made you to be fruitful. Your life is not just about you, but I've made you so that your life will bear good fruit. And I step back and having prayed through the gospel this week, I look at what the Lord is doing here in our parish. There are so many beautiful signs of that fruitfulness as you offer your life to the Lord and you offer back to Him the gifts, the talents that He's given to you. In my bulletin column this weekend, I singled out just a few examples of what that looks like in the ministries that all of you help bring to life. And it's so, so beautiful. I thought too about just all of you out in your neighborhoods and out in the workplace, and the way that you bring the faith out, you're letting the Lord use you to draw new families into the parish. We continue to see more and more young families join the parish, and it's so great, and it's a beautiful thing. And like, as I was talking with our men's ministry about this yesterday, but to have a church, the old saying, I've shared this with you, but if we're not crying, we're dying. Like, the baby crying is good because it's a sign of the life here in the church. And I want to keep encouraging our young families, just the hard work that goes into just getting the kids in the car and getting here. We just want to encourage you in that. Keep doing that. And we love that you're here. At the Easter Vigil, we had the blessing this year of welcoming into the church 42 adults, youth, and children. Just entire families that the Lord, again, many of them through you, your example, that he brought into the church. And those of you that were at the vigil, you saw it was amazing when we had those to be confirmed just were ringing around the whole of the sanctuary from one side to the other. That kind of fruitfulness is what happens when we offer ourselves to the Lord as you're doing. And it is such a blessing for me to be here with you in all of that. So many other good things that are happening. Yesterday, we had a number of parishioners who came out to learn more about another part of what we're doing in the parish to make our parish more fruitful, a 12-week time of formation called Reach More. And it's really designed at answering the question that the gospel might raise, Lord, how do you want me to be fruitful in my own life? Like, what is that going to look like in my vocation and where you've planted me in daily life? And it's like leaven, we're just slowly bringing parishioners through that process, but it's starting to bear really beautiful fruit. Last week, we also announced for our school the new principal that we will bring on as Ms. Buckstaff, our current principal, leaves. It's Ms. Glenna Blessing, our current assistant principal, but after a really thorough and deep search and a lot of prayer, she had just kind of shined out as the one that the Lord was saying, like, this is the right one for us, and she's going to bring so many blessings, no pun intended, through her taking up that role of leadership. So many good things the Lord is doing here. So many ways that fruit is being born. And I'm so grateful to be able to be part of it with you and to be able to serve you as your pastor. And so all of that comes to mind reflecting on the gospel today. None of that fruit comes without us letting the Lord prune us. That's part of the Lord's word in the gospel today. And so I just want to encourage you, don't be afraid to let the Lord prune you. The first reading today singled out Saul, who, after his name change and his conversion, we know would become Paul. Incredibly fruitful, but Paul had to be pruned a lot by the Lord to be that fruitful. Don't be afraid of letting the Lord prune you, that you and then hence our parish might become that much more fruitful as well. Let me end just with a congratulations to Ben and Piper, our two first communicants today. We are so excited for the two of you. We've been praying for you and for all of your classmates and for your parents and family. Congratulations to you. This is such a beautiful thing. The way that we become fruitful, even when we're in second grade, in terms of letting love be born out of our life, is from this gift of the Lord that we receive. We take him into us, and then with him alive inside of our hearts, our life begins to bear fruit. And we are so happy for the two of you as you get to receive him for the first time today in Holy Communion. So know of our prayers for you, and again, our congratulations to your families. Thanks for letting me take the time here to be with you today. Have a blessed Sunday, and I'll just look forward to greeting you on your way out for Mass today. Thank you. God bless you.